Up here and sing with Caitlin and Skylin, and as they sung, she fell down to her knees over and went to crying, and I wasn't really sure what it was, and I said, "What's the matter, Charity?" She said, "I thought I could sing like them," and she said, "I didn't realize how hard it was. You know, you kind of take it for granted. You see a little Caitlin, a little Skylin over here, and they just naturally sing. And I guess just without thought, you think, well, I could do that." And a Charity, I never seen no one cry so hard. And I said, "What's the matter?" And she said, "I thought I could do it." And she said, "I can't." And I thank the Lord for those two back there that they do a good job singing. And it's not as easy as it looks. And Charity, you know, she shared that with me. She said, "I thought I could do it." She said, "I didn't realize it was as hard. You know, they make it look easy. Y'all done a good job there." Let's open it. Has anybody got a song? Anyone else got a song tonight to sing? Want to share with us tonight? If not, let's open our Bibles to Matthew chapter 5. That great discourse the Lord gave there in Matthew chapter 5. I'm actually going to be just using one verse, but I hate to read just one verse. Having an opportunity, I like to read as much as I can, but I'll read down the 12 verses there of Matthew chapter 5. The Bible, talking about Jesus here, said, "And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. And I want to use verse number 9 there. Blessed are the peacemakers, they shall be called the children of God, to preach tonight. And I want to preach tonight, blessed is my peacemaker. And please pray with me tonight as we go to God in prayer. Father, we thank you again for this precious word. Lord, it's like one that finds great spoil to my heart and soul. I thank you, Father, for the day you put a Bible in my hand and the day you opened my eyes to the great treasures and the great truths that it holds. Lord, I do pray, dear Father, tonight for the help of the Holy Ghost of God. I pray, dear Father, tonight you'd visit our hearts, Moni. Lord, I pray you'll help me tonight. For Lord, without your help, Lord, we've surely met for naught. But I do pray you preach to me and through me. And I pray, Lord, dear Father, you get all the glory and all the praise. And I'll ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Blessed is my peacemaker. Me and Brother Melvin, we went back to the hospital this afternoon. And last Sunday, we had went over there to the hospital to see a man, a lost man. And while we were waiting to see this man, the nurses, they were so kind. We got to talking a little Bible talk there, and they was writing verses down on their hands. And one verse that I quoted, I didn't actually give them the right verse. I said the Bible said in Isaiah chapter 26, I thought it was verse 40, but actually it's verse 3. It says, "Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee." And she was writing that on her hand. But I wished I'd have gave her the right verse, but we went back today. I cleared the matter and I told them I was the right chapter, but the wrong verse. Let me say about the Bible, it's a great undertaking. And you need God's help any time that you approach the Bible. The Bible says if any man lack wisdom, let him ask God, Molly. Because God gives us wisdom. You know, there was one man in the Bible that had an opportunity to ask God anything he wanted. His name was Solomon. And God said, "Ask me and I'll give it to you." And he said, "I'll just take wisdom. Just give me wisdom." And God said, "Because you didn't ask for riches or long life, I'll give you wisdom and riches and long life." And Solomon was the wisest man, I guess, ever walked this earth. But also the richest man. And he didn't live the longest life he could have. He made some poor choices. A lot of us make poor choices. But he made one right choice. He chose wisdom, amen. But God, he'll keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. Boy, I'm telling you, I remember the day I got saved. What a package deal that was. I who knew no peace found more peace than I knew what to do with, Anita. I mean, better is peace that passeth understanding. That peace comes from God, amen. The Bible said, there's no peace saith my God to the wicked, amen. If there's ever anything that's needed more of today, it's peace of mind, amen. People will go everywhere but to God to get peace. Paul mentioned in Philippians chapter number 3, kind of a sad commentary talking about peace. He said in Philippians chapter number 3, you ought to open up your Bible there, even though I've got it wrote down, I'm opening up my Bible, because I certainly don't want to misquote you what I'm going to tell you tonight. But Paul said here, he said, for many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. Talking about a preaching text here, Brother Vernon. Whose end is destruction, there's one point. Whose God is their belly, point two. And whose glory is their shame, point three. Whose mind, earthly things, point four. What a preaching text that is. You know, that describes a lot of people. They hate Jesus, but they hate Him without a cause. They want peace, but they won't go to the Prince of Peace to get it. And they blame God for everything don't go their way, Brother Alvis. They're mad at God, shake their fist at God. If God loved me, why am I this, this, and this? And God said, I know my thoughts to you. They're not evil. Man, God don't think bad thoughts of us, but He wants to bless us. He loves us, amen. He ain't got nothing in mind for us but blessings, amen. But they blame God, brother Billy. They blame God. They say, how dare you, God? How dare you? I've been smoking dope. Now I got cancer. How dare you, God? You know, a lot of people, Anita, they look for their peace in a bottle. I used to turn them bottles up. Wasn't no peace in the bottom of them bottles, Carolyn. I looked in the bottom of a lot of bottles. Wasn't no peace in there. I never did ever smoke, but all my friends did, and they smoked that stuff they shouldn't have. I washed them. Wasn't no peace in that.
That's right.
Took away what peace they had. I watched some of them pop in pills, and eyes get all dilated up, you know. Man, they thought they was on a high. They wasn't on no high. I'm telling you right now, boy, I got on a high April 27, 1988, amen, and I'm still high. Yeah. I ain't never come down. I ain't coming down.
Amen.
I tell them out there at work all the time, I say, I can't pass no drug test. They said, you can't pass a drug test. I said, no way. I'm high on Jesus.
Amen.
So I kind of high. It's the best high I know.
Yeah.
People, they'll turn anywhere but to Jesus, Brother Melvin.
Yeah.
They'll try heroin. They'll try crack cocaine. They'll try meth. Seen a sign one time down there at Bowling Green. Said, meth, rent my home. They'll try it. But I'll tell you one thing, buddy. Prince of Peace come down here.
Amen.
One thing He done, boy, He brought peace.
Amen.
He's my peacemaker.
Amen.
Man, He brought peace between me and my wife. Man, we was in it every day. Now, praise God, we're trying to become one. It's not as easy as it sounds. But we're getting more there. We're closer than we've ever been to being what God had in mind. For marriage, that unity must be blessed of God. For it ever be a peaceful relationship, it must have God in it. Me and Brother Melvin out there at the hospital. This guy we went to see. Brother Melvin asked him if he found the Lord yet. He said, no. And I told him, I said, the Bible said in Psalm chapter number 90, said we spend our life, there's a tale that's told. And I said, one day there'll be a book wrote about you. And in that book, I said, if it ain't got Jesus in it, I said, it'll be a sad ending. I said, the Bible said in the book of Ecclesiastes, woe unto him that's alone when he falls, for he has not another to help him up. It says two's better than one, and a threefold cord, not easily broken, Molly. I thank God for that third party.
Yeah.
Me and my wife may not admit it, may not realize it, but we need the Lord, amen. You do. Everybody does.
Yeah.
He's that unseen helper. He's that one that's that peacemaker. Without that peacemaker, boy, old Eddie, I don't fare too well, but he gives me peace,
amen,
in my heart. He gives me peace that I can't even explain or understand. But I thank God for my peacemaker, amen.
Amen.
Bible said in Romans chapter 1 that our peacemaker said the Creator is blessed forevermore. Amen. But I want to use Ephesians a little bit here. Here's why He's my peacemaker. Ephesians chapter 2, because He made peace between me and God. There's only one way to have peace between you and God. It ain't the Pope. He ain't the potentate. He ain't the mediator. He's just a man. I don't call him Father. And I'm not trying to make anybody upset and mad. There's one mediator between us and God, and it don't say the Pope. It says there's one potentate, and it don't say He's the Pope. It says Jesus is our mediator.
Amen.
A man, Christ Jesus. He made peace, Sister Linda, between me and God.
Yes. Amen.
You see, I was in darkness, God was in light. I was a sinner, and God's without sin. Jesus took one hand and He got a hold of the holiness of God. He took her under hand. He got a hold of Samson as a man. He said, be ye reconciled.
Amen.
Someone told a story one time. I guess it was my pastor, Brother Alvis. I hate to tell this. About a young boy kind of got out of hand. And he hit his dad. And his dad told him to leave, never come back. And it broke the mother's heart, Emmeline. And she grieved herself to the point she come down with cancer. And on her deathbed in the hospital, she had one last request. She said, go get my son. And boy, they like they never found him. They went through the country. They sent bulletins out. They had it on the news. Your mother's dying. Somehow they got word to him, Sharon. He showed up at the hospital and he's on one side of the bed and the father's on the other. And they wasn't happy. They was mad, full of themselves. You know, kind of back to back. I'm not about to make a move. And that dying mother, Sister Linda, she grabbed that boy by the hand. She grabbed that husband by the hand. She brought them together and said, be reconciled. But they finally saw what they needed to see. She's dying. She said, before I die, I want to see you two reconciled. That's what Jesus did. He reconciled us to God. He made peace by the offering of Himself. You know, man couldn't make peace between you and God. He could offer all the bullocks, all the sheep. He could offer all the prayers, all the stuff like that. And he still couldn't make peace between you and God. But what man couldn't do, Jesus did. Amen. The Bible said in the book of Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 15, said, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, to making himself twain one new man, so making peace, amen. Verse 16 said, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross having slain the enemy thereby, he came. I'll tell you what, buddy, he made peace. Yeah. They might not have understood it, but on that cross, he made peace between us and God. The Bible said he made a new and a living way, Brother Melvin. He made a new way we could come to God. He made a new way we could have fellowship with God. And it was through him we had an entrance to God. Amen. Yeah,
right.
Boy, he done something that day. The world may not take note of it, but Paul said it wasn't done in no corner. And I'll tell you what he done that day. He made peace. Verse number 14, if you've got your Bible open, Ephesians chapter number 2, says, for he is our peace. Man, he didn't just make peace, he is our peace. Amen. Who have made both one and have broken down the middle wall of partition between us. I mean, God was out of reach. It was impossible to get to God. You had to come to the priest and say, go tell God for me. Now I can come boldly to the throne of grace. I don't know about you, but I like to come to the throne of grace. I like to tell God I'm sorry. Tell him, I like to tell him I want to be forgiven. I like to tell him I need help. I like to tell him I love him, amen. And Jesus made it. Where I can come to God and I'm doing it, I can come in peace, amen. There was a bunch of thought they could come to God and God killed them all. Aaron had two boys. I can't remember their names, but I remember one thing. They offered strange fire to God, and He killed both of them.
Yeah.
You better be careful when it comes to God. But I'm glad Jesus made a peaceful way that I could come to God. I can make my petition known, amen. He made peace, amen. He is our peace. But look down here, verse number 17. He preached peace, amen. Woo! Glory to God. He came and preached peace, amen, to you which are far off and to them which are nigh. For through Him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. He made peace. He is our peace. And He preached peace. Let me say something tonight. Do you have peace? Did you ever think about that? I was telling the girl out there at the hospital this afternoon on the way out. She looked to me like she was having a bad day. I don't really have any discernment, but she looked like she was having a bad day. And Anita, I went over to her and I said, you know, you look like you're having a bad day. And she didn't really say anything. I said, you know, one day I had a bad day. Bible says, be wise as a serpent, yes, and harmless as a dove. I said, you know, one day I had a bad day. And I said, as I was driving home from work, I heard a woman on the radio and She called into this radio program. I remember hearing her verse. Remember hearing her voice. She called in. She said, "I'm a millionaire several times over." And she said, "I just don't have any peace." She said, "I'll give every penny I have for just one night's peace." And I thought, man, I ain't got as bad as I thought, Brother Billy. I thought, man, I ain't no millionaire, but I've got more. I'm richer than she is. I've got more than she's got. And it boosted me up. I got to thinking, hallelujah. Boy, what a blessing God bestowed upon us that we could have the peace of God. Amen. I'm telling you, there's no peace, said my God, to the wicked. Boy, that described me to the T. Man, I'm telling you, I was without peace, without God in the world. Amen. That's mentioned twice in the Bible. Isaiah 48:22 and Isaiah 57:21. The Bible says it twice. There's no peace, saith the Lord, to the wicked. Ezekiel 13:16 says, they say there's peace, but there's no peace. A lot of people like that. Oh yeah, I'm alright, Brother Eddie. Are you? Well, you can fool old Brother Eddie, you can fool old Brother Vernon, you don't fool God. They say, "I'm all right. Don't worry about me. I'm all right." It'll show up somewhere, Jesse.
Right.
I done battled out. It'll show up somewhere. Your sins will start telling on you. But I'm glad it's well in my soul.
Amen.
Even in a storm, got peace.
Amen.
Me and Brother Melvin run into a man. We was out there to see Jane this afternoon, and we made conversation out in the parking lot, and this man had buried his son. He actually done the funeral. His son request. He said, "I done the funeral." And Brother Melvin told him about their son dying, and I told him about my daughter dying. We all three had something in common. But I tell you what, we had something more in common. And he said it. He said, "God was with me during that time." Amen. Just imagine going through something like that and not have the peace of God to help you with it. Not have the grace of God to carry you through it. Boy, I'll tell you what, we got out there. He said, "I better leave before we take up an offering." That's just a preacher joke, but I'll tell you, it's a good fellowship out there. The Bible said, "Let brotherly love continue, and how good and how pleasant it is when brethren dwell together in unity." We're just having a little brotherly fellowship out there. But you know what? Some people say they got peace. And theirs is a false peace. Some people say they got peace, and they're not telling the truth, because inside they know they ain't got no peace. But I'm glad I know I got peace.
Yeah, amen.
I'm telling you right now. But what kind of price could you put on peace? I mean to know, no matter what. But I was last time I pillowed my head, the only thought I've got, worst thing that happened to me, be wake up in heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, boy, boy. What kind of peace God gives? Worst thing that could happen to you, just wake up in heaven. Be walking on streets of gold. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Man, God's peace runs deep. God's peace is real peace. The world, they'll offer you peace, but they'll take it away from you. They always want to sign some kind of peace treaty. It ain't even worth the paper they signed it on. We'll sign some kind of treaty here and make peace. Good luck with that. All one I know can make peace is Jesus.
Amen.
Jeremiah, I ain't going to read it all. In Jeremiah 14:13-15, God said about some prophets, He said, "I didn't send them." He said, "They're not from me." He said, "They lie." And they said, "We'll give you peace. We'll make peace." There's a bunch down here like that. But only Jesus can give you the peace of God. Jesus said in John 14:27, He said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you." In 2 Thessalonians 3:16, it says He's the Lord of peace Himself. It's His to give. Boy, I'm glad He's willing to give peace. Boy, if you're here tonight and you're void of peace, I can tell you where there's oceans of it tonight. But I'll tell you what, you get to Jesus, you can find real peace. You can find sufficient peace. Amen. You know, me and my pastor one time, a young girl got saved over at the church, and I guess we're both kind of guilty of thinking everybody had it made like us, you know. And she got to missing a few Sundays. My pastor got kind of mad. He said, "Let's go out there and see her." We got out there at her house, knocked on that door. I mean, we had our righteous indignation. How dare you not show up? And the door opened. That woman met us in the door with tears. I mean, furniture flying everywhere. Never heard such words come out of someone's mouth as what she's living in. She said, I'm sorry, preacher. It's a living hell out here. I want to come to church, but as you can see, this is why I can't come. We realize everybody ain't got it made like you and I.
That's right.
Some people have a hell to live in.
Amen.
It ought not be that way. God's got oceans of peace.
Yeah.
God wants everybody to have peace, but some people don't want the peace of God.
Amen.
Some people go anywhere but to God. I've seen people, Brother Billy, and they think, boy, I'm going to find peace. You won't find it without God. I'm going to make peace. You won't make it without God. Why not just go to God and get it over with? Now, I don't know why I ought to say that. I procrastinated for 34 years. I told that man we was talking to in the parking lot, I said, yeah, I got him. I was a late bloomer, but praise God, I did bloom, amen.
Yeah.
But you know, a lot of people, they wait too long. And they don't make it to the Prince of Peace. And I'll tell you what, buddy. There's a devil, the Bible said, he walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. 1 Peter 5, verse 8. And Jesus walks about trying to give people peace. And they'll run from Jesus, run to the devil. They'll blame everything on Jesus. You ever heard anybody blame anything on the devil? Has anybody ever heard anybody blame anything on the devil? I ain't never heard nobody say, that devil done it. They always say, why would God allow this? Why would God, being a living God like He is, put me in this hell hole? They'll blame God. Never blame a devil for nothing. He's the only one that loves, tries to help. Let me say tonight that world peace is possible through Jesus. Your peace is possible through Jesus. My peace was made possible through Jesus. The psalmist said in Psalms 34, verse 8, it sounds like somebody found some peace. He said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Boy, I told Brother Mary when we got in the elevator, I said, wouldn't it be good if you could give out free samples of Jesus and just see the look on people's face when they got a sample of Jesus?
Amen.
Amen. When we left there, some little girl out there in the hall, I had a piece of candy in my pocket, and I gave it to her, and I thought, boy, wouldn't it be great if you could just pass out samples of Jesus to people and just see them, Brother Havis, when they sample a little bit of that, they said, whew, that's good. Where'd you get that? I said, from Jesus. He's got plenty of it. He'll give all of it. You want to you? I'll tell you what, you can't do it. Only the Lord can give that peace.
Amen.
I will tell you this, He wants to give it. He wants you to have it. He don't want people to go through this world, live a life of hell. You know, it's sad, but we made this hell. It's a man-made hell. My mother used to, when I first got saved, Jesse, I was pretty excited about it, but my mom and my dad, they wouldn't. And I tried to tell Mama about hell, and she said, I'm in hell right down here. I don't really want to say it like she said. It's kind of ironic. She said, this is hell down here. I said, yeah, Mama, but God didn't make it. It is. It's true. She wasn't wrong. It is hell. Put your gas $10 a gallon. Put your milk $5 a gallon. And you got to pay it. You remember what Pharaoh did? More for less. Got a bunch of Pharaohs. Gas, when I was a little boy, Brother Alvis, 25 cents a gallon. It could still be 25 cents a gallon. We made this hell. But even in this man-made hell, I can have a God-made peace. Woo! Glory! God wants us to have peace. He said, in the world you'll have tribulation. But He said, be of good cheer. He said, I've overcome the world.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, be of good cheer. Have peace. He said, I've overcome the world. They threw hell at Him. And He said, I got the keys.
Amen.
They brought all hell down on Him. Hell said, I got Him. He got up. He said, I am He that was dead. But behold, I'm alive forevermore. I got the keys, amen, of death and hell.
Amen.
He said, I've overcome it. Man, He wants you to have peace. The Lord wants you to have peace.
Right.
He went through hell to give it to you, but I'll tell you what, buddy, He still offers it.
Amen.
He said, I'll give you peace. I wish y'all get what's in my heart tonight. He wants you to have peace. Luke, that old boy's bullying you at school. He just don't know the peace. He don't know the Prince of Peace. See, he's for the devil, even though it's a young boy. I was for the devil when I was a young boy. I broke things, stole things, and beat everybody up. I remember used to tell him, boys, if you don't want to whoop him, let me whoop him. I'll whoop him. Man, just for the devil. But the Lord didn't want that. And how he put up with the likes of me to this day humbles me. But I'll tell you what, there was a day, boy, when Eddie Wade had to die so Jesus Christ could live. But ever since that day, the only regret I got is I wish I'd have got there sooner, amen. That peace took the place of all that other. Peace of God that passes all understanding. You ever thought about the day you got saved?
Amen.
Amen, Molly.
Amen.
If God hadn't saved me, I believe I'd have died right there. I was at the point something had to give. And even though there was fear in my heart that God wouldn't forgive me of all I'd done, and there was some anxiety to wonder if He would and could forgive me all I'd done. I remember that day I knelt down there and I didn't know how to pray, Carolyn. You know, I think a lot of people don't know how to pray. But I'll tell you what it is. I put forth an effort. I said, Dear Lord, somebody told me You loved me. Lord, somebody told me that if I'd ask You, You'd forgive me my sin and You'd save my soul. And I said, Lord, the best way I know how, right here, right now, I'm asking You to save me. And the peace of God flooded my soul, took the place of all the guilt, all the conviction, all the condemnation, all the sins that Satan was bearing down on me. I don't know if you remember tonight, but there was a weight on my shoulders and it was bearing me down. And I couldn't carry it no further. But I carried it no further than Calvary, amen. I left it there. And I took God's peace, amen.
Amen. That's right.
Man. I don't know if I was leaving any footprints for a while, but I do remember getting up, Carol, and looking in that mirror. And I looked in that mirror couldn't show it, but I couldn't hide it.
Yeah.
I went everywhere. I remember going to Lessonberry Building Supply to a woman I gave a cussing to in there. And I went in there and I said, Ma'am, I'm sorry that day I gave you a cussing. I said, Since that day I got saved. And I want to say I'm sorry. And she broke down in tears. She said, You're forgiven that day. But thank you for coming back and giving me this blessing. Amen.
Yeah.
I went to Park Avenue Furniture. An older preacher in there worked there. And I bragged to him how drunk I was going to get when I got home. Just meaning a junkyard dog. I mean, I'd done it on purpose. I wanted to hurt him. I said, I'm going to go home and get begging drunk and watch this movie. And I remember seeing the tears in his eyes. And I went over at Carolyn and I said, I'm sorry about that day. I said those things. I said, I got saved since that day and I just wanted you to know I'm sorry. And he grabbed up and hugged me and said, Thank you for coming back and tell me, amen. I'm telling you, glory to God, that peace, amen, it'll make you want to make some wrongs right.
Amen.
I went all over Glasgow apologizing to people and they said, What happened to him? I met the Prince of Peace. It'll make a difference. It made a difference at the dinner table. Kids saw dead by his head. Say, Lord, thank you. It made a difference in the TV time. Instead of me sitting in every TV watching them, I had to go find more about this Jesus. I just couldn't get enough of Him. I couldn't put my Bible down. It took the precedence of everything. And they said, Won't you come in here and watch a little TV with us? And there was a couple of times I thought, you know, maybe I should. Because this is my children, my wife. But I'll tell you what I wanted to do. I wanted to spend time in that Bible. I wanted to learn about this one that gave me this peace. I wanted to learn about this one that set me free. Man, oh man, I wish you could do it more than once. Hallelujah. Golly, it's the greatest thing life offers is to meet the Prince of Peace and to get the peace of God and get the joy unspeakable and full of glory. I'd like to preach sometime on that Ethiopian eunuch in Acts chapter number 8. Think about this. I'll just throw a little bit out here tonight. Bible said, He said, Behold, here's water. What doeth hinder men being baptized? You see, the Holy Spirit told Philip, to go down there and join himself to that chariot, and he come running down there, and that Ethiopian eunuch was reading in Isaiah chapter 53. Philip come alongside that chariot, and he said, you know, preacher, you know how preachers are. He said, understandest what thou readest? That Ethiopian eunuch said, how can I except some man should guide me? And he stopped the chariot, and Philip come in and joined him in that chariot. He began this same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And I tell you what, that Ethiopian eunuch, evidently he's seeking the Lord. I mean, he's reading the Bible, got a little bit of conviction, and he said, behold, here's water. What does hinder me being baptized? If you got the right Bible, that's verse 37. Verse 38 said they... verse 37 said, Philip said, if thou believest that Jesus is Lord, thou mayest. Verse 38, he said, I believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. They stopped the chariot, and Philip and Ethiopian eunuch went down the water, and he baptized in the Holy Spirit, called Philip away, that he saw him no more. My sister Anita, the Bible said he went on his way rejoicing.
Amen.
You know what he done? He rejoiced in the fact he got saved. He rejoiced to be able to tell others about it. And he rejoiced to see others get it, amen. He went on his way, rejoicing, amen. It's a joy, amen, to know you're saved and tell others how to be saved and watch others get saved.
Amen.
Joy, soul winning joy. He went on his way rejoicing. I can see that Ethiopian eunuch coming back to that queen of whatever her name was, Enos, or whatever it was. Queen of Nile, it was a queen of eunuchs or something. I can't say the word starts with E. I can see him showing up, and she'll say, what happened to you? He's never a man to speak like that man. And you'd be able to tell that. But if it wasn't for the peace of God, there'd be no change, Jesse. If it wasn't for the peace of God, we'd stay just like we are. But that peace makes that difference. And that peace proceeds from Him. He gives it. It's there to be had. All are to want it. All are to get it. The world offers you their peace. Their peace is a false peace. Their peace, I'll tell you what, buddy, it don't go far enough. But His peace goes all the way. Have you got peace tonight? Are you like Martha, careful and troubled about many things? Or are you like Mary, that sit down at the feet of Jesus? You're either one or the other. But I'll tell you what, I hope tonight that you're Mary that sits down at the feet of Jesus. Jesus said one thing is needful. Mary has chosen that good thing. Have you chosen that good thing tonight? Hey, listen. Do you have peace tonight? If not, why not? Why not get peace tonight? Why not just let the Prince of Peace take His rightful place upon the throne of your heart and enjoy the peace of God? I see people down here. I see them trying everything. Have you ever noticed how we'll try, we gimmick or mimic what everybody else does? Well, I wish everybody would mimic people getting saved. I wish it was an epidemic. I wish all the news could say is so-and-so got saved. I wish all the news could put on there was a bunch of schools opening up the door to Jesus again and young people was getting saved and they were learning how to love and forgive one another. But you see, the Bible said there's no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. That's the problem. What's the problem, Brother Eddie? No peace. When there ain't no peace, you know what you'll do? You'll do unthinkable things.
That's right.
Your wives, your husbands won't treat you right. And your husbands, your wives won't treat you right. They won't be able to put a finger on it, but I can. The problem's peace. No peace.
Right.
When there's no peace, there's problems.
Yeah.
I done find out when there's peace, man, all my problems is gone. I found out when there's peace, I can have smooth sailing. And I'm glad I don't have to worry no more when it comes to peace. I found more peace than I'll ever need. And I found it in Jesus.
Yeah.
If you're needing peace tonight, you ought to come up here, listen. Come up here and honestly say, Lord, I need some peace. I'm getting tired of being troubled in heart and spirit. I'm getting tired of looking around and wondering how things are going to go. I want some peace.
If you truly want some peace tonight, He'll truly give it to you. Father, we thank You for the message tonight. I thank You that You're my peacemaker. Lord, I think about policemen trying to use stun guns and nightsticks and guns trying to make peace. They're called the peacemakers. And Lord, we know, Lord, that that's one way of making peace. But I'm glad You've done something different than them. Lord, You spoke peace to my heart. And Lord, I don't know all that are here tonight. I don't know the needs, but Lord, You know every need. You're able to meet every need. If there's someone here tonight, Lord, struggling in the area of peace, I pray they'd come and let the Prince of Peace give them the peace that they need. And whatever, Lord, You do, we'll thank You and praise You and ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like to ask everybody to stand tonight and I wish you to think about what's been said tonight. I wish you to be honest tonight. Have you got peace tonight?
113.
You'll be honest tonight. I believe God will be honest. You're sitting there right now and the devil will say, I wouldn't go up there if I was here. Everybody would know you've been going through this. Hey, you know what I do? I just push him aside. You know what that woman did? She pressed her way through that crowd. She said, I believe if I can just touch the hem of His garment.
Yeah.
She said, I believe I'll be made whole.
Yes.
That's the kind of peace Jesus offers. She had suffered many things and many physicians, knew nothing better, rather worse. She got to the Prince of Peace, touched the hem of His garment, and she didn't have to go no further. Are you here tonight like her, wondering about whether you can get to Him? Hey, He's here tonight. Go ahead, Brother Melvin. So come on if you need to come.
Christ our Redeemer,
on the cross,
died for the sin.
You didn't come tonight? Don't know. Are you lacking in the area of peace? Are you troubled in spirit? Heart will pass over you when I say the blood. Not, won't you come on up here? I've been telling you tonight, Jesus has got all the peace you need. He wants you to have it. He said you have not because you ask not. He said you will not come to me. Won't you just step out and say, Lord, I need some of that peace. When I fill your head tonight, there's peace, bless you.
All that she needs. And I pray, dear Father, tonight she would let you be her Lord and her God in the area of what she's seeking about. You're bigger than it. You're more God than we need. I pray you bless Sharon tonight. Give her, Lord, not just that which she seeks. Give her, Lord, blessing to go along with it. Whatever, Lord, she's seeking you about. Have your great riches and glory. Would you grant it? In Jesus' name we ask you. Amen. Bless you, Sharon. Amen. Appreciate Sharon coming up here. And I appreciate the others come up here to pray with her. But that's what we need to do. She stepped out. And I didn't ask her what she come for. The Lord knows. And I just said, God grant her a petition. And He's able. The Bible said He's able to do exceedingly and abundantly. Above all we ask or think. There's no hindrance, no... Jonathan said it better than I can say it. He said there's no restraint with Him. He's able to save with few as well as many. But you know that little boy Jonathan, he trusted God. If we'll just trust God, we'll find out we'll have everything we need. I know we're going to have a business meeting here tonight. And I pray even in this business meeting, we'll trust God. You know, a lot of things will happen in your life. A lot of them are there just for opportunities to see if you'll trust God. We're not Abraham, but like Abraham, we got to trust God. Anybody got anything on your heart tonight? Appreciate you coming. I never seen this many out. What you got back there, Sharon?
I'd like you all to remember my friend Georgia in your prayers. She's the one with the 4-stage breast cancer. They've got to do some new tests on her stomach. They did 5 biopsies.
Amen.
And she has to go back to Lexington, and they're actually going to feed her radiation and open it. I don't know how that works.
Yeah.
I mean, she has to have that test done and stuff. She hasn't got any new results. Let's just pray that everything
will do that. Say she lives in Georgia.
No, she lives in Menifee County.
Okay.
Moorhead.
Her name is Georgia,
I'm sorry. Remember Georgia, she's got stage 4 cancer. For those of you who don't know, that's pretty much, it's a done deal. That's the last stage of cancer. Just remember her like it's you, and how you want others to pray for you. Pray for Georgia. God, He's not the God of the dead, He's the God of the living. Not only did He raise Lazarus after being dead 4 days, but He could have raised the whole graveyard if He wanted to. There's just no restraint with Him. There's nothing impossible with Him. Just pray for her. And when you pray for her, pray just like Jesus said, not my will, but thine be done. Sometimes God wants to take us home, and we go home kicking and screaming. And I say that just for your thought tonight. If God wanted to take you home tonight, would you go home kicking and screaming? Or would you say, hallelujah, out of here? Yeah. Sometimes God wants to take us home.
Yeah.
And that may be what He wants to do. Rick said, God always heals, sometimes here, sometimes there. But He always heals. Who else got a word on your heart tonight? Boy, there's good spirit here tonight.
I
want to
praise the Lord tonight. And
amen.
For His safety of traveling and
amen.
To be with my family.
Bless your mind.
That small little reunion, but that I know they're Christian.
Bless your heart.
Amen. And I praise Him for saving my soul with the blood of Calvary.
Heaven.
And that peace that He gave my heart.
Yeah.
Amen.
When I can go to Him, when I can go to nobody else.
Amen.
I praise Him tonight. And thank you that He's there for me.
Amen, Mom.
I love Him tonight.
She said He's there for me.
Amen.
He said, Lord, I'm with you always, yes. Even to the end of the world. That's what kind of God is.
That's right.
She said He's there for me.
Yes,
He'll be there for you.
That's right.
If you'll let Him.
Brother Eddie, I'm thankful tonight for the true peace.
Amen.
I thought as you preached tonight, you know, there is another peace.
Yeah, there is.
The devil can give
peace. Oh, yeah.
That's why there's so many are so asleep tonight.
Deceived, yeah.
It's the peace that He gives.
Right.
Jesus said, and you quoted the scripture, the portion of it there, the peace that He gives, it's a peace that comes from Him.
Right.
Not as the world giveth.
That's right.
But then the Bible also says, you know, that those are, that would say in the in
peace
the
last, and safety. Yeah.
Peace, peace.
Yeah.
And safety. So
then come
people, the world is being lullabied to sleep into a peaceful state of mind.
That's right.
And that, it down deep, they think, because Satan has deceived them,
right,
and they think that they have peace.
Right.
And it's only what He gives them. He's deceived them. But when the gospel penetrates their heart and they are made to realize, they understand it's not the peace that comes from above. So I'm glad tonight, brother, as you are, for that peace.
Amen.
I found it at an altar prayer many, many, many years ago, just across the creek to the other side of the hill, at an old-fashioned mourner's bench. And the old church is gone now, torn down. Just a slab there. But I can take you to within 2 feet of the spot.
Amen.
Where I found that peace.
Amen.
The world can't give it.
Try.
Matters not what we may try. We'll never find that peace unless we go to Him.
Amen.
So I'm glad for the peace. You know, I'll just say this and I'll hush. There's nothing like laying your head on the pillow at night.
Amen.
And the darkness is all around you. And just being able to lay there and meditate and just say, Lord, search my heart.
Amen.
You say, do you do that, preacher?
Oh,
sure,
yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
And if you don't, then I think you're slipping a little.
Right.
Yeah. We need to search.
Right,
the Bible tells us, now I don't get into that. What a message.
Yeah.
That David said,
search me,
God.
No.
You know,
yeah.
Try me. You know,
right.
we need to know.
Sounds
and when you just say that and just look to Him through the darkness, you say, you can't see Him? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's there.
Yeah, He is.
And then that peace that will just sweep over your soul.
Yeah.
calming, and the next thing you know, you're gone into a sleep.
That's right.
And he's watching over us. That angel is there looking down. I believe in angels.
Oh, yeah, the angel of the Lord.
Yeah. Angels that overshadow us and keeps
Amen.
Us.
Amen.
And I wouldn't take nothing.
Amen.
For peace that I have in my heart tonight.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for peace.
Amen.
Peace of mind. Peace that I have that comes from Jesus.
Amen, brother.
But Ryan, praise the Lord today.
That peace he's but talking that peace, about that he got, it's been peace, tested. Peace. Tried, he still got peace. Amen.
Amen.
I've never had any surgery, but Brother Vernon, he had an open heart surgery. And I guarantee, even in that surgery, he had peace.
Yeah.
It's just something you'll really think about. Have you got that tonight?
Amen.
And no matter what comes against you, you can say, I still got peace.
Amen.
Still got it. Is there another tonight? It's 6 o'clock. I didn't preach that long. We're just testifying a little bit here.
Brother Eddie, I want to thank God for carrying that cross to Calvary and prayer blood.
That's right.
You know, I just praise Him for everything He does for me.
Amen.
He does it. You're right, Brother Eddie.
Just like Brother Vernon said, I went through that open heart surgery.
Too. Yeah.
And just the peace was in that room.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like Molly said, he won't leave me. You know, you might go through some ordeal, and I don't know. Nobody knows what a day is going to bring. I may have a head-on collision before I get home tonight. Maybe fighting for my life before the sun comes up in the morning. But I promise you one thing, I'll have peace.
And just like traveling along today, I said, Lord, today might be my day.
Bless you, Molly.
Sure.
Amen.
I'm trying to feel at peace today and tonight.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't tell you if the whole world.
Amen. Made a good deal, boy. Amen. That's right. Someone said the best deal I ever made. I traded my old coat for a new one or something
Amen.
Like that. Wrote a song about it. I hope everybody here tonight knows what we're talking about. The peace of God that passes all understanding.
Amen.
If you don't know that peace of God sometime tonight, just bow your head and say, Lord, I'd like to know that peace. And ask Him to come and be God. He's the only one that can be that. He'll be your God. He'll show you His peace. Are we done tonight?
I praise God, Brother Eddie, for the peace I feel.
Amen.
I pray, you know, I was just thinking, it's a gift from God.
Yeah, it is.
We're saved. And I was just thinking, we're coming into a season of giving. And, you know, somebody can give us a gift, and we're so thankful, and we say thank you. But my God has given us many gifts.
Yes.
We should be jumping for joy and praising His holy name.
Yeah. Now, Carolyn brought out a good point right there. We just went through Thanksgiving. I watched the news this morning. They had shootings, stabbings, beatings.
Yep.
Sound to me like somebody lacking in the area of peace put out.
That's right.
Stabbing, shooting, beating one another up, stun gunning people in the shopping mall. I'm glad my God gave me peace.
Yeah.
I've got to shut up. We're done tonight. I'd like to ask someone to dismiss this service. I'm going to let Brother Melvin, if he would, conduct this business meeting. The reason I'm saying that, get someone to dismiss this service. And then we'll go to the business meeting. Go ahead, Brother Melvin.
Lord, thank you for the privilege of being here tonight. Thank you for making your choice to be here and hear the gospel preached, Lord. Thank you for the word and for the peace, Lord, and joy that passes all understanding, Lord. We praise you for that, Lord. We pray for those who don't have this peace, Lord, or somehow that you could reach them, Lord, convict them and save them before it's too late. But it's possible, we pray. In Christ's name. Amen.
Okay, anybody needs to leave? And I know Brother Alvin and Sister Emily, and they'll have to leave to go over there to Miller Field. They've got, I think, Lewis and Lewis singing tonight, and boy, I know that'd be good. And I kind of rejoice with them, have that blessing of Lewis and Lewis with them. Let me turn this thing off. And if someone would please, if you want to, Brother Miller.